Well, I'm going to start by just sharing some things that, you know, about myself. Y'all know I'm shy sometimes. I could be shy. Naturally, I'm shy. I have gotten better because I was used to be really shy and would not talk to anybody, right? And didn't like to share my thoughts and feelings with people. I didn't like to, you know, open myself to people. And as I was with God, it was something that God was saying, you know, you have to do that. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to, you know, it's not comfortable for me to do that. But in healing, you know, we do have to share with somebody. You just can't keep it all to yourself. I was like, okay, God, I'm sharing it with you, but it's still outside people that you need to share it with, right? So thank God for my intercessors and other people that I can be able to share, but always not comfortable. I wasn't always like, okay, it took me a minute to open up because I really don't want everybody to know your business. You know how you do, how we do. But in that, we still need, it wasn't total healing because it's this thing that you got inside of you, you know, you're keeping to yourself and nobody knows about it. And you're like, I got to get it out, like Mike said this morning. But, and then you cry to God, I cried to God, I cried to God. So after I spoke to a few people, thank you, Rhonda. Rhonda was one that I shared with, that I started to open up. And then I started, you know, I always been, at this time, been listening to other ministers. I just don't listen to the word here. Sometimes I'm out and about and, you know, I put the word on. So I was listening to the word one day. And it was saying, you know, you can't go through stuff by yourself. And I'm like, oh, here we go again. So God's confirming the word, right? So I said, okay. And that's before I actually opened up. So I said, okay, I got to open up. But in the opening up and in the obeying God, then you will get the peace and the, you know, that peace that surpasses all understanding that he said that we will have. So with that, I started to be able to, okay, go, God, I'm going to hear you, God. I hear you, God. I know I hear your voice, the voice of a stranger I don't follow. So with that, I said, okay, I'm going to open up. Then I should get some counseling. And I still haven't yet did that. But I still got to a comfortable place where, okay, God, I'm going to be obedient to your word. You didn't say yet to go out further and get other counsel. So let me just stay where I am right now, which I have been such a blessing where I have seen God take one decision that you make at one time, no matter when it is. But when you make that decision that, okay, God, I'm going to do it your way and not my way, then you will see him continue to open up to make you feel comfortable. Now, I went to see my sister. And I really went to see Talima. So the other day I called my sister and she was like, you know, me and my husband been talking about you since you left. And I'm like, about what? We didn't do anything, but we just talked. You know, I went to how she had dinner, she made dinner for us. And I sat down and talked. I mean, I was sharing what God was doing for me with her. And I didn't think that, you know, I just said what, you know, what I was going through. And I told her where I was standing, and again, I told her my verses I was standing on, and, you know, we just had just a good conversation. That's funny, because I haven't seen my sister in a long time. Now, that's not my twin sister. It's five of us. So I have an older sister that's a year older than I am, right? And then I have a younger sister that's 7 years younger than I am, and then I got a brother in the middle. But my older sister, I went to her house, so it's the, and my twin sister. But anyway, I went to her house and we talked. And the other day she called me because my niece got married and she had the wedding on Zoom. So after that, I called my sister. So me, my sister, my twin sister, and my oldest sister was on the phone together. So she was like, Angela, you don't know. Me and Ricky has been talking about you since you left. And I'm like, what? She says, she's born again. She's been born again a long time. But she says, after you left, I went before God. And I'm like, God, I thought that I was serving you. And I thought that I was doing everything that I know to do. But she said, since I spoke to my little sister, she said that she felt so convicted that she was like, I have to get before God and get closer to him and have a, not just a religion, a relationship with him. Amen? So building that relationship is actually, I've been saying, that's what I want for myself. I want that relationship with God where, God, whatever I'm doing outside of me, I want somebody else to be blessed. Because that's what it's all about. It's all about us being able to take the word of God and the things that he's doing for us and be a blessing to someone else. So yesterday when the girl had the fish, I was like, wow, that's something, a minister, a need that she needed that somebody fulfilled. So we should always be in a place where we can be the storehouse. Amen. Amen. Being a blessing to someone else. Because, you know, we talk about God and people want to know God, but he's not here. And we're the only example that he will be, that people will be able to see. Amen. So we need to make sure that we're hearing from the throne. So that's what I've been doing. I've been sitting with God daily, every day. I don't get up a day that I don't stop and say, okay, God, what we doing today? And let's pray and let's get some word in and just fulfill. And it's even in the middle of the day, I'm out and about. When I'm out and about, I listen to Word FM, which is uplifting. You know, sometimes God's word is always uplifting. It's never where you feel like, okay, if I'm feeling a little sad or a little lonely or anything, I put that word on. First, the word of God is good, right? But then I put on the praise word. Let me tell you, praise, when you get into praise and you listen to the word and the music and you get before God and you're hearing his word and songs, let me tell you, I be in the car sometimes. People probably say, what is she doing in the car? But let me tell you, I be praising God in the car by myself. I put that word on and this be going and going and like, oh, that's my good song. Yes, 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 yes. And let me tell you, I get, and then, you know, people have their praise reports on there too. So you know, in the middle of the songs being prayed, you hear people being blessed. So they're stopping and they give their praise report or their things that they're going through. And let me tell you, it is so uplifting. They said that's that, you know, the word FM, they said we're uplifting. And let me tell you, they are so uplifting. If you get into God's word, no matter where you get it, you will always be uplifted. Amen. God will always provide for you to say, you know what? I got you. I love that message that Mike gave. Listen, I've been holding on to that. I've been telling everybody, God got you. I know it's Mike's thing. Mike, got it? Listen, he blessed me with it, and I'm blessing somebody else with it. And I said, God got you. God got you. So, and I have to say it to myself, God, you got me.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. You yeah. have me. You know everything that I need. And Father, I'm trusting you, and I'm believing you that all things work together for the good. And being no matter what happens, I know that God, like Mike said, got me. And he got you too. He has all of us. We just have to just make sure we get in that throne room and that grace and go before him and just sit with him and praise him. Let me tell you, you don't have to know a lot of scriptures either. You just know how to know just what you're going through. And you know what? I'm taking this scripture and I'm standing on it and I'm going to be before God before it. And then I put my music on and I'm praising God and I'm talking and listen, I'm a God. I tell you right now, this is where I am right today. And I'm like, okay, God, we can have this conversation, right? So let me tell you where I am right now. And then I go through, you know what, this is this, 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 this. And then in a minute, okay, now what we doing next? And let's just keep praising God, amen?
Amen.
Just keep uplifting. I think I'm going to get to my scriptures if I can, get to, I can share them with y'all. But it's so good to be in the presence of God, you know, at that time where you can say, God, you love me. He loves us so much. And I'm knowing that I love my kids. I love my grandkids. I love them. But God's love is can't touch the love that I have for my kids and my grandkids. And boy, as I sit before him, and even just the little things, little things that God has just provided. And I was in the house one day and I was saying, God, you know what? I got to get my prayer closet, I say, right? Now, I'm like, should I find a prayer closet? That's what I said to myself. And I was like, you know what? God, I'm just going to thank you for the house. The whole house is my prayer closet. And I thank you, Lord, that you provided this house that I can have, sit here in any room I want to, and call my prayer closet. Amen? But wherever I am, he is, so whatever that is, in the prayer closet, in the bathroom, let me tell you, it's in the shower sometimes. It's in the bed sometimes. It's in the closet sometimes. It's in the living room sometimes. It's just wherever I am where I need to hear God's voice. Amen? And just to spend that time, not always hearing his voice, just sitting in his presence. Just sitting there like, oh, I'm just going to sit here and be in front of his presence and just bask in that for a little while. You know, because sometimes we can get so busy. But now I find myself, and like, y'all know I love to cook. Everybody know I love to cook. All right? Lately, I have not even been cooking unless somebody has to cook for somebody. That's why I lost so much weight. But I have not been eating like two meals a day, and that's about it. But I get up in the morning, like I'm going to get up and I'm going to have breakfast, right? I get up and I get before God. And usually about 11 o'clock, I usually like to eat breakfast. But if I'm in that time with God, let me tell you, breakfast is no, I don't even get breakfast. And it's funny, I'm not even hungry at that time. And it's just the presence, being in the presence of God is just that, just so awesome. So like Mike said, if you don't do it, just take a time. You don't have to take a long time, but just get in the presence of God. But when you get in that presence, let me tell you, the time, maybe you may think, I'm going to do a 10-minute time. But it may turn into a half an hour to an hour. It may be 10 minutes, but sometimes when you get in the presence of God, you just don't want to leave that place. Amen? Amen. Okay, let me share y'all what God has given me, and I do want to share that. Okay. These are some things that I have, in the midst of the time. I don't think they're all, I didn't put scriptures in these, but I'm just going to give you just the word that God's been giving me, that I've been spending time with him. Okay, he says, your healing comes when you continue to know who I am. Amen. And God is our Father. And he says, Lord, this is one of my prayers. Lord, I praise you that you have accepted me into your family. I am a child of the living God. The blood washes and cleanses me. I am in your kingdom. I am a new creator in Christ Jesus. Old things have gone. Thank you that you are renewing my mind daily. My old patterns of thinking are fading away as I confess and trust who you are in you and who I am in you. I am perfect, loved, and accepted by you. Help me to walk in your fullness of who I am in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's one. I got like just a couple. I'm just going to read them. The next one is Jesus died for me. Thank you, Lord, that the weight of past rejection has no hold of me. Jesus died so that I would be completely free. Mind, soul, body, and spirit renewed. My mind as I am abiding in you. Help me to see myself the way you see me. Even when I feel pressed on any side, I will continually lean on your love and accept you in me, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. So I took those words and I just meditate on them daily. But again, just going before God, because he is so good to us. I've been listening to, the word that, the series that we've been doing for the last few months. And I listened to last week's message. I listened to that message four times last week. Four times. That makes sure I hear it and hear it and hear it. So, and I would say, God, even in that, I want the word that I get to continue to meditate, meditate, and meditate on it daily. So it could be just not something that I hear, but something that I know. To build that relationship with God, that God, I know that you love me, and that I know that you got me. I got that word, you got me. Amen? Amen. So they say, God, you got me. Amen. Now, Father, I thank you that you know that you are so good and that we can totally rely and trust on you. Amen. Amen. Another one I read is, we have the power to forgive. Let me talk about that for a minute before I even read things. Because even in forgiveness is something that I definitely had to deal with. You know, God said that we have to give that so that he can forgive us. Amen. But I have to look at it, and you know, God has been walking me before this in the love walk. And after this, I kind of put it aside. I put it aside for a minute. And honestly, I have to say, I wasn't in the state where I wanted to forgive. But you know, God's going to have to get you there, right? You know he is, right? So, you know, I'm just going to talk about me, because I know y'all don't do this. Oh, we walk through stuff and we're like, okay, God, why did this have to happen? And, you know, you go with the why and how and when and what did this happen and how did this happen? So, I was reading in the beginning my forgiveness. And okay, Lord, forgive, forgive, forgive. But I was like, honestly, God, you in me going to have to do this. Because honestly, I can't say, you know, we always like to say, the word says this, 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 and this is what we do. But it's not always like that. I can't say that for you, but it's not always like that for me. Amen. So I want to be honest. So I had to walk through the forgiveness. And we had to be prayed through the forgiveness. And had to have some people talk to me about forgiving. And you know, let me know, this is not your problem. Just forgive. You have to walk in love. And that took a minute. But then I started getting into scriptures. And I it's like, you know. But at the time, it's like, okay, am I going to listen? I know. But, okay, God, I don't know if this is fair. So after that, I had to, you know, kind of like, okay, get before myself and say, you know what? Okay, the word says, because we always got to go back to the truth. The truth is always what it is. So we always have to rely on the truth. So I had to get through my scriptures and say, you know what, God? I'm making the decision. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what circumstances or any of that stuff. I still have to walk in forgiveness because you said so, right? So he gave me the scriptures, and I walked through the scriptures, and this is my prayer for forgiveness. Lord, help me to love, and it says, people or persons that hurt me, the way that you love me. Father, they may be so wrapped up in their own pains that they may not be able to see what you were doing. And that was for me. I was so wrapped up in things that I was looking at that I couldn't even look at what God was doing. And sometimes we need to just stop and say, you know what? Let me see what God is doing and move yourself out the way. Amen? So that's what I had to do. It's like, okay, move myself out the way to be able to hear from God. And making that decision that I am going to forgive. So let me finish. And it says, or it could be that have not intend on hurt. They may not have intend on hurting me. Regardless of the motions, I forgive them. I hold nothing against them. I pray that you bless them. That you give them everything that they put their hands to. I ask that you continue to heal their wounds and as they draw, and I ask that you, heal my wounds as I go closer to you in Jesus' name. And then my last one is, we are unconditionally loved. That God loves us no matter what we're going through. He doesn't care. He's going to love us anyway. Amen? Amen. And it says, I thank you, Lord, that you love me with your unconditional love. Help me to be conformed with your love. As I am abiding in you, I receive that love. Help me to pour out the love to others, even though who hurt me. Let me be the light that shines through the darkness because of my confidence in you. So with that one, I'm like, you know what, Lord? That's where people have to see the love of God in us. And if we can't love each other, but the word says that we're going to be among each other, it's going to be a day that we're going to have to be together. So we don't start loving each other now here, then how can we love each other when we think, oh, we're going to get to heaven and we're going to love each other then? No, you got to start right now. It's the now. God say now is. So now we have to do it. We have to walk in that love right now among each other. We are brothers and sisters in Christ no matter what happens. No matter who we are. When we get to heaven, we're not going to see husband and wife. We're not going to see brother and sister. We're going to see a group, a family that we're going to have to work together among ourselves. So let's do it today. It's 2021. My decision is I'm going to walk in love no matter what.
Amen.
Amen. No matter how I feel, no matter what certain things look like, no matter what. God got all of us. He loves us so much that he wants us to love each other. Amen. So we need to make sure that we have this love here first. Then we take that same love and we give it out there. Amen. Because somebody needs to hear what God is doing in our lives. That they can. God said, I give you that you go out and do greater works than I did. Jesus was the one person, and they all came to see him. We are imitators of God. Amen? So everything that Jesus did, we should be able to do it. Amen? That we take that, what we have, out into the world that needs to hear it. Amen? Amen. So I'm just going to pray that we all walk in that love as 2021, that we all come together as one. Amen. In the house, let it start in the church first, because so much division in the church that we need to all come together in one. I know we have a church here that we love each other, but I'm saying as a whole, we are all born again, and we are all children of God. So at that point, we have to go out and be that example in the world. Amen? Amen. So, Father, I thank you. I give you all praise, honor, and glory that I can come before your throne today. I thank you, Father God, that we are all one with you. I thank you that you loved us no matter what we do. But, Father, we want to take that same love out into the world, out into someone that needs to hear it. Like you fed the loaves and the fishes, like the young lady yesterday, she came. She wanted to just make a meal for her family. And she had that special plan that she wanted to do fish, and you supplied. So, Father, I thank you. I give you all praise, honor, and glory that we are storehouses, that you are blessing us in abundance, that we can go out or overflow, that when people have need, that they can come to us with, and we will be that provision for them. And I thank you, and I give you all praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.